Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to 17 Questions, the brand new podcast where we ask celebrities, authors, YouTubers and broadcasters 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
My name is Savannah Brown. I'm 22. I'm a writer and a spoken word poet. I've been doing spoken word poetry on YouTube for a long time, and I've just started writing sort of prose and novels and things. And yeah, I like cats. I like the beach. I try to just give like small facts to like paint a picture of myself, but I'm actually not especially interesting. That's a bad way to start, isn't it?
What's the most ridiculous thing that you've bought?
So the most ridiculous thing I've bought, I'm not a huge like impulse buyer. So I think the ridiculousness comes from the fact that it's entirely just awful of me. I keep buying plants and then they die and I don't take care of them. And honestly, at this point, it's basically a genocide because I keep buying them with clearly no intention to take care of them. So probably all of the plants that I have that are slowly dying in my flat.
What did you Google last?
What did I Google last? It was ways the world could end, which is a bit bleak, but it's for something. There's a lot of ways, in case you weren't sure.
What movie or book do you know most quotes from?
This is going to be so niche. In, I think it was 2010, Joss Whedon made this web series called Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog, and it stars Neil Patrick Harris as a sort of like washed up supervillain, and it's a musical. And I was in middle school and very cool, clearly, and I was obsessed with this like web series, and I still just know all the words to it, like just the dialogue. Like, I could probably recite the script. It's not even quotes, it's just the words in the thing. So probably that, and maybe this isn't a movie or book. Most recently, I've been watching a lot of John Mulaney stand-up, so I know all the jokes. Yeah, that.
What's something that people don't know?
This might be kind of big and heavy, but I feel like people don't know how things work, whether it's like the government or like climate change. I'm really into like knowledge, and I dislike sort of willful ignorance, and I wish people just sort of learned more about how the world works. And I'd say that as a 22-year-old, so I should shut up. But yeah, just sort of the way things work, I think. There should be more of a compulsion to understand those sorts of things.
If you owned a restaurant, what kind of food would it serve?
So realistically, if we're going based on what I eat on a daily basis, it would be like chicken nuggets and pasta. And we'd call it chicken nuggets and pasta, the restaurant, like one of those cool restaurants that are just called what food they serve. If I was like trying to be good about it, I like the idea of a little like bakery. Does that count? A little like cafe bakery where I can put all my dying plants and hopefully someone else will take care of them.
What always cheers you up when you think about it?
Probably home, like going home. I'm quite an introverted person and I like to have sort of my space. So whenever I'm out and about, I'm always really excited to go home. That like makes me happy. I like having that sort of safe place on earth.
What was cool when you were young but isn't so cool now?
I don't know if you guys had this here. They were called silly bands. They in middle school, they were like a huge thing. They were rubber bands shaped like animals, and you were supposed to wear them around your wrists, which is ridiculous because you can't really tell what animal it is when it's around your wrist. But I remember there was like this black market trading scheme for like silly bands, and then they were banned because kids were selling them. I guess silly bands.
What app can you not believe someone hasn't made yet?
This was difficult because I feel like if I knew the answer to that, I would make it. Right? Like, I'm actually not sure. Maybe an app to remind me to water my plants. That can be the running joke. Yeah, I don't know.
What fictional character have you had a crush on?
Oh, gosh. A lot. Most recently, it's Spider-Man. Spider-Man. I feel like that needs no further explanation.
What pointless superpower would you like to have?
So I think I do have a pointless superpower. My boyfriend and I always joke, whenever I'm waiting for a train, the doors always seem to stop right in front of me, which is the most pointless superpower you could possibly have. So I think I'm lucky enough to already possess this power where I just have to wait and the train appears right in front of me.
What are your top tips for getting over writer's block?
So I could go on a long spiel about this, but what I will say is writer's block is sort of an umbrella term to describe a lot of different reasons why you're not writing. And I think it's sort of about weeding out what the main like root cause is. So whether it's you're really unmotivated, or you're insecure and you're worried about writing something bad, or if you're like working on something like a novel and you don't know what comes next, a lot of times that will block you. But yeah, I think it's about figuring out what is actually causing you to not be able to write.
What's the funniest word in the English language?
When you said that, I don't know if this is actually my answer, my brain said soliloquy, which I'm not actually sure it's that funny of a word. I know people are always inclined to go like moist and those sorts of things. Gosh, I'm sure I have a better answer. I'm going to go with soliloquy. It's quite fun to say.
In the past, people were buried with items they need in the afterlife. What would you want to be buried with?
So, this isn't an item. I was going to say my cat. But I'd rather, if I die first, I'd rather she just keep on living. So, maybe like my laptop and a good book and... trying to think about what I do on a day-to-day basis, and that's pretty much it. My laptop and a good book with the internet connection.
If you were a potato, what sort would you be?
My favorite sort of potato is the mashed variety. I don't think that translates to me as a human. I don't think my personality is reminiscent of that, of a mashed potato, but that's my favorite one, so we'll go with that.
What's some insider knowledge that only people in your line of work have?
Oh, gosh. I think there is a misconception, I guess, about writing, that it all comes very naturally, and it all happens very naturally, and it just sort of appears in front of you, where actually it's a lot of work day after day trying to churn out something that, you know, you're proud of. And actually, realistically, it's like after, even when you know your book is coming out, there's still so much like imposter syndrome and so much like I for real don't even know what I'm doing here and how I even managed to like pull this off. It almost feels like I've tricked everyone. So I guess that's the insider knowledge, which is a bit bleak, but it's constant work, and that fear of it, I don't know, of you not actually doing what you think you can, I'm not sure that goes away. Which is really a really bleak way to end this, but yeah, I think that's it.
Can you tell us about something that you're working on at the moment?
I have a book out. It's called The Truth About Keeping Secrets. It's a young adult thriller about a girl named Sydney who loses her dad in a car accident, and she's not entirely convinced it was an accident. So there's a little bit of mystery. There's some sort of examinations of grief, and also a bit of romance, too. So yeah. Thank you so much for listening to 17 Questions with me, Savannah Brown.
Thanks for listening to 17 Questions. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, share, and give us a good rating wherever you downloaded your podcast. Before you go, if you have any questions that you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message. It's at 17 Questions across all social. And we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.